Hello, and welcome to Mindful in 5, helping you discover your peaceful path. I'm your host, Spiwa Jefferson, author of the Mindful in 5 book series. Today, we look in on Singita, a fictional character from the Mindful in 5 book series. Singita is excited. She has given notice at her job as a physician payment management specialist, and she is preparing for her long-held dream of going to Harvard Law School. But Singita has many worries as she is trying to hand off projects. She stresses about whether they will be properly handled. There are items that were in process, and she's concerned as to whether the projects will continue to proceed in the way they were supposed to once she is gone. She is doing her best to guide and instruct and lead, but she can't help noticing that with increasing frequency, it appears that she is being brushed off, ignored, and simply left out of the loop by some of her team members. Some of them listen to her politely, and then they go off and do their own thing that is inconsistent with her instructions. This only increases Singita's anxiety about the state in which the projects will be left. The title of our episode today is Mind Your Nachos. One day, she's having lunch with Barry Miles, the lawyer who inspired her to go to law school, and a member of the Mindful in 5 support group that the two of them both attend. So, Singita, Barry says, how are your nachos? Singita is confused. What nachos? She asks. You know, your nachos, Barry says. Singita is completely bemused. I don't understand, she tells Barry, who laughs heartily before he finally explains. All those projects at work that have turned into nachos. The lawyer looks at the future law student as if that explains everything. Singita is still flummoxed. With a heavy sigh and a look of surrender, Barry explains. You know, the nachos. All the projects that are now nachos. Not your business, not your problem, not your issue. Barry picked a funny way to make his point, but hopefully it's one that you will remember too. Transitioning from one role to another can be challenging. It's easy to burden yourself with worries about the role you are leaving behind. What will happen to your pet projects? What about that one project that requires your special guidance and close oversight to keep it on track? In the ever-changing landscape of professional life, leaving behind projects and roles we've invested in can be challenging. However, reflective writing is one way to take a mindful approach to navigate this transition with grace. Grounded in mindfulness science, this technique encourages us to explore our experiences, emotions, and the growth we've achieved, providing a sense of closure and clarity. To practice reflective writing, dedicate time daily to reflect on your projects, detailing not just your accomplishments, but also your emotional journey and the challenges you've overcome. This honest self-reflection fosters resilience and helps transform feelings of loss into gratitude and learning, marking every ending as a new beginning. You can use this if you are transitioning roles. Maybe it's a promotion, or it's simply a move to a different department. You can use this approach if you are simply handing off a project that you feel is your baby to somebody else. Maybe you're delegating, or you're learning how to delegate better. Maybe you are, in fact, like Singita, moving to a completely different company altogether. Whatever that transition trigger is in your professional career, using this method can really help. It's natural to experience a mix of emotions during transitions. Reflective writing serves as a process to honor your past and embrace your future with optimism and a sense of peace. Embrace this change, knowing it's an opportunity for growth and self-discovery, and step forward with a lighter heart. So if you're having a hard time minding your nachos, try reflective writing. Until next week, this is Biwe saying be mindful and be well.
Thank you for listening to Mindful in 5. If you enjoyed it, share it with a friend. Follow and rate it on your favorite podcast platform. Pick up your signed copy of the book and journal from SpeedwayJefferson.com or unsigned copies from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever you get your books. Visit SpeedwayJefferson.com to download sample chapters of the book, watch videos, and become a mindful ninja. Join us on the LinkedIn Mindful in 5 group and share your thoughts. Until next time, be mindful and be well.